Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So, ladies and gentlemen, game one between the 76ers and Heat from Miami is a mere hours away. As you may or may not know, there will be no Joel Embiid for at least a bare minimum two games, possibly the entire series, because we have no idea why. He has an orbital fracture to his right eye, as opposed to his left eye. If you remember, not all that long ago, Markelle Fultz threw his shoulder into his face. That was a few years ago. The last time this happened, Joel Embiid needed surgery and missed 20 games. And when he returned, he wore a mask, which he absolutely hated, and it affected his game. In fact, the game that he made his return, it was against the Miami Heat. I covered that game. I had forgotten about it, but two people specifically on Twitter hit me up and sent me a picture because they had both attended the game, because I got to sit down with Joel and spoke to him for about 10 minutes courtside after his warm-ups, and he was just sitting there looking at tape because I wanted to talk to him about the mask. And he actually took it off and let me put it to my face, and because he was complaining about the vision issues that resulted with using it. And when I put it, I wasn't allowed to, you know, touch it to my face, but get it within like an inch or two. The one thing I noticed, everything glared off of it. So it impaired your vision, which is one of the things that he complained about the most when having to wear it. Well, the fracture this time around, the right eye, was suffered Thursday night in Game 6 when Pascal Siakam hit him with a cheap shot elbow. With just under 4 minutes remaining in the game, the Sixers were up 29 points. And that's the problem. Up 29 and you're still in the game? Now, John, settle down. This news, by the way, came out on a late Friday afternoon, which is the typical Friday news dump where they say, well, this is when we put out bad news. A lot of stuff's going to happen over the weekend. The aggravation, the sadness will dissipate with everything else that transpires between Friday and Monday. Well, don't give the Sixers that opportunity. But hold on. Before I jump the gun and start pointing fingers, on Saturday, when the Sixers had their first practice in now preparation for the Miami Heat, Doc Rivers had an opportunity to speak his piece when asked, why was Joel Embiid still in the game with 4 minutes remaining in a blowout?
The other team had all their guys in, too. The last 5 minutes of the game, we made the run the last minute of that game, right before that. That's when we got up 29. After Joel made the shot and did the airplane, if you watch the game, I turned and said, I'm calling a timeout on the next possession. So, not upset that he was in. You can make that a big deal if you want. But just go and look at every team and every game, and their guys are in until about the 4 3-minute mark. That's what it is.
Doc Rivers just lied to you. And yeah, I'm going to make a big deal about it because I want to, because I point the finger directly at the head coach for him being in that game. Now, he said, Glenn, they pulled away from Toronto in the final minute before the Embiid injury, in which he had said he was going to take him out once they had, you know, totally blown the doors open. He said it was in the final minute before the Embiid injury. Ladies and gentlemen, the Sixers led by a minimum of 24 points in the final 9 minutes of this game. it fluctuated between 24 and 28 points. The final 9 minutes of this game. When my most important player, who has a torn ligament in his shooting hand, his shooting thumb, has stolen the soul out of the body of each and every Raptors player and fan in that arena in Toronto, there is no way in hell I have him in the game with under 6 minutes to play. None whatsoever. And you have him in up nearly 30 points with 4 minutes left? That is insane. Doc Rivers should know better. Stop it with the... Here is a narrative that I have seen all over social media, including some who cover the team. Well, you know, if the Sixers had won this game in 4 or 5, this never would be a conversation. So we really can't put this on Doc. What? Are you kidding me? Okay, great. You know something? If Kawhi Leonard didn't hit that doink, doink, doink in shot, oh, the Sixers would have won the NBA Finals that year. And that's how I'm going to look at it. No! What's this saying? If ifs and whats were candy and nuts, we'd all have a party. If my aunt had a you-know-what, she'd be my uncle. Give me a break with that. Doc Rivers is a grizzled veteran head coach who is supposed to know better. He is supposed to have the foresight.
Well, tomatoes were apples, and you'd have tomato sauce and not applesauce.
Thank you. Now, I had Miami winning this series with Embiid, but at least, you know, there was hope, right? I mean, anything is possible. Now, if Embiid does not play in this series, if he doesn't play, Miami in 5. And that's thanks to Doc Rivers. Now, as of right now, according to Adrian Wojnarowski, who is the only person the Sixers are giving information to, which is absurd, Embiid is not with the team in Miami. He was going to be reevaluated either Tuesday or Wednesday. Remember, he's got a concussion too. So he has to clear that, which is a minimum of 5 days. But then they have to review, you know, the whole fracture. They have to find out, you know, whether he can obviously play on it, if it can worsen, and of course, using a mask if that is the case. All these things we do not know. As of right now, he doesn't need surgery. We don't know if it will, you know, if it's going to worsen over a couple days. That's why he's being reevaluated. There is hope that if all goes well, maybe he'll play in Game 3 when they come back home. So best case scenario, you're only without him for 2 games. But then, you know, we'll see the version of him the Sixers get if he returns Game 3. I don't know the answer to this. I'm not even going to, because I don't have enough information. But I will add this note. This organization will not, even though they've made 1,000 mistakes in the past, I can't imagine they will allow this injury to get worse. Now, that is a legit fear. It can worsen. If it's a fracture that hasn't required surgery yet, if he takes a couple shots there, the crack gets worse and suddenly you need surgery. And there are times where we've seen this before. I feel terrible for Joel Embiid. He is not like many superstars in the NBA. He wants to play. He doesn't care about the injury. He played this whole season other than COVID injury-free. He wants to be there. He wants to win the MVP. He wants to make a deep run, et cetera, et cetera. He is not going to be like many other superstars, LeBron. I'm done for the year. Oh, I'll see you guys next year. I don't care. He wants to play. But there are times where an organization may need to protect the player from themselves. And he is the franchise, right? There is not a single more important person to the franchise than Joel Embiid. Obviously, he's more important than any teammate. He's more important than the coach. He's more important than the general manager. He's more important than the ownership group because he is their moneymaker. You take Joel Embiid off this roster, you know what'll happen. He is the reason they make as much money as they do. So from a business perspective, if he, if they say, if the conversation takes place with the team doctors and Joel Embiid and Doc Rivers and Daryl Morey, and they say to him, listen, you can play, but I'm telling you, if you take another shot, you're going to need surgery. That's where an organization may come to the decision, say, Joe, you want to be out there? It can't happen. We signed you to a 4-year Supermax extension. We can't have this happen. It's not worth it. You, what happens if it gets worse and you end up with impaired vision? So we'll see what happens midweek, either Tuesday or Wednesday when he's reevaluated. And it would be nice if the Sixers informed the beat crew, but no, they'll go to one person or, you know, either Woj or Shams, and that's how you're going to find out. Probably not Shams because he goes through team agencies. So they'll give it directly to Woj because that's how the Sixers organization works these days. No appreciation for those who are there every day. Like, oh, yeah, the big guy with the big following who, you know, just spits out verbatim what we tell him, we'll give it to him. Doc Rivers is the subject of my serenity now. If you're not blaming Doc Rivers, there's something wrong with you. 215-592-9494. See, I'm all worked up. I need a break. Oh. Snack of the night coming up next is 3:48.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.